everyone and their cousin knows that Jimmy Kimmel's late night show was suspended when the host made comments deemed insufficiently hagiographic of right-wing content creator Charlie Kirk. Even after Kimmel's reinstatement, groups are calling for the resignation of FCC Chair Brendan "We Can Do This the Easy Way or the Hard Way" Carr, and calling attention to the likewise overt bias from station owners like Sinclair, which owns dozens of ABC affiliates, and stated that they wouldn't allow Kimmel's show back on until he makes a, quote, meaningful personal donation to the Kirk family and Turning Point USA, close quote. Many words are being devoted rightfully to what Kimmel's suspension says about the state of free expression under MAGA, about the importance of critical commentary and satire, about cronyism and corporate strong-arming in journalism. A very rough TV and paper search on the Nexus database for mentions of the Kimmel-Kirk story in the last couple weeks turned up some 4,600 hits. 71 is what I turned up when I looked with identical search terms for mentions of Karen Attia, the last full-time black opinion columnist at The Washington Post, who was not suspended for 3 days, but fired forever for her insufficient Charlie Kirk worship. Attia, as Pete Tugger wrote for Fair.org, was strongly encouraged to take a buyout when former Wall Street Journal editorialist Adam O'Neill took over the Post's editorial page and decreed that that page would be unapologetically patriotic. But she didn't. And when she wrote on social media that she would not performatively mourn a person who espoused violence and declared black women, oh wait, just some black women, mentally inferior, she was dropped like a hot rock. The Washington Post Guild is standing in defense of Karen Attia. It would be great to hear more from the free speech crowd. You're listening to Counterspin, brought to you each week by the Media Watch Group Fair.